four of their last, they've lost 12 of their last 18 games, with four of those by at least 24 points. The Cavs trying to find ways to right the ship. They've been talking to teams all over the league ahead of Thursday's trade deadline, says ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
Charlotte, Utah, they're talking with multiple teams in Cleveland, trying to find some help, certainly in their backcourt and also on the front line. Right now, best available player for Cleveland. Who can we get a deal done for? Because they have needs all over the floor right now.
Celtics star Kyrie Irving returns from a quads issue tonight against the Raptors. The NBA fined the Lakers $50,000 for violating the anti-tampering rule after team president Magic Johnson recently praised Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. Johnson told ESPN's Nick Friedel that Giannis is going to be an MVP, a champion. Baseball, the Giants announced they'll retire Barry Bonds, number 25, on August 11th against the Pirates. Bonds spent 15 of his 22 big league seasons in San Francisco, 7 in Pittsburgh.
Mike Golic here. Coming up Wednesday, Hall of Famer Bill Polian stops by, plus the latest in NBA trades, and should we send our Eagles fan board op to the parade? Wednesday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Good enough. That'll do. These are words that are content, that are fine with being average, which is why you'll never hear them at Honda. Because when you want to go above and beyond to build something like the Honda Pilot LX, you have to go above and beyond to get there. To bring you more passenger space than a Toyota Highlander, test drive the Honda Pilot today at your local Honda dealer to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2/8 to 2/14. Credit offer subject to credit approvals. Or excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Bowman's tired of talking about replacing Junior. He wants to race.
For me, I just want to go have as much fun as possible.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is what it sounds like when real people find out Chevy's the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row.
I am so impressed.
I think that's great, especially 2 years in a row.
Chevy's stepping up.
That's for sure.
Get behind the wheel and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home awards for dependability. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Awards based on 2013 and 2014 model year vehicles. 2017, most dependable small car, large SUV, large heavy-duty pickup, and midsize sporty car. 2016, most dependable midsize car, compact SUV, large heavy-duty pickup, and midsize sporty car. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alex Bowman takes over the 88 car at Hendrick Motorsports this season, the ride Dale Earnhardt Jr. used to have before his retirement. But after filling in for Jr. in 2016, plus being around Team Hendrick as a simulator driver and talented fill-in, he's just ready for the chatter to end now and the racing to begin.
I'm not putting too much pressure on myself. It's just another race car, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity. It's going to be surreal until we get to Daytona and unload, but I've been talking about it for like 8 or 9 months now. I'm just ready to get to the racetrack and get behind the wheel.
Check out our Team Hendrick preview at MRN.com now, and don't forget NASCAR Live tonight at 7 Eastern Time as we take a look at the new rules changes for 2018 with drivers and crew chiefs. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Oh, Alex just said he was going to be here for me. That's so nice. That's what co-hosts do for one another. 6 minutes after the hour
here.
Of 6 o'clock, 6:06 in the vernacular of most normal human beings. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way for another 55 minutes on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Don't ask what makes it historic. It's a long story. 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. I'll be headed that way tonight for the Hawkeyes and the Spartans, as will many of you. What the atmosphere inside the building looks like, I have no idea. 8 o'clock tip-offs are always tough. Michigan State's a top-five team. Hawkeyes are double-digit underdogs, but the crowd will show up. There will be ice cream. There will be burrito lifts. There will be lookup cam. All of the things that people love going to Carver Hawkeye Arena for.
And a basketball game.
And a basketball game on top of it. Look at that. The sprinkles on top of the sundae. 107.5 FM, our North Gym here in Cedar Rapids as well. Don't forget, stop by KGYMradio.com. Vote in our poll question. We give you the names of several baseball players. We ask you, are any of them actually Miami Marlins? That's not the poll question. That's a callback to hour number one. If you missed it, podcast will be available shortly after the show is over tonight.
If you recognize the name, yeah. The answer is no.
I don't know. Their parents could be driving cross country or something and recognize. We
I'll
did
take
find
my
out
chances and guess
Brad.
That
did
not.
We find out that Brad Ziegler is back with the Marlins?
We did.
Okay, so that was actually a correct answer. And we found out what I thought was a correct answer, and Adany Echevarria is no longer a Marlin. Not a Yankee, though. Derek Jeter, he's spreading the wealth around, redistributing the wealth of the Marlins players to other teams, not just the Yankees. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk, I think, in the coming days about this growing dispute between the Major League Baseball Players Union and the owners, and they are again butting heads. Not only that, but the belief now is that many of these free agents that are still dangling out there unsigned as spring training looms on the horizon, the belief is that many of them will not be signed until March. That's kind of hard for me to see, but at the same time, I'm looking at the landscape and I'm realizing, yeah.
So into spring training is when they're going to be signed.
Into spring training. Yeah, pitchers and catchers are going to report here in about six, 7 days. They'll start reporting to Florida and Arizona, and then position players usually trickle in about another week after that, although many of them report earlier voluntarily for workouts. And you got Jake Arrieta, J.D. Martinez, some big-time free agents out there looking for homes. I think the Players Association has every right to question how ownership has approached the offseason. And you only had one team, really, that was spending any money this year, and that's the Brewers. And a lot of people are looking at Milwaukee as an under-the-radar contender. We are talking baseball here because, well, what do you do when you have to fill the void following the end of the football season? And essentially, that's what the Super Bowl is. Now, the Super Bowl gifted us with many, many storylines. One we touched on yesterday was that the end for the Patriots. It was certainly the end for Malcolm Butler, who goes into free agency having played one snap, and it was on special teams. And everybody is just wondering why Malcolm Butler didn't play. And Butler has broken his silence on this. And he's been accused of a number of things, right? Going to a concert or something and breaking.
Missing curfew.
And Malcolm Butler, who was with the Patriots for 4 years, released a statement today. And he thanked everybody, including Bill Belichick. I think there were a lot of people that were expecting him to not include Belichick because, again, coach's decision. Do you think that this really goes back to Bill Belichick being petty and vindictive enough that Butler wouldn't sign a deal with the team, that he was basically, okay, yeah, free agent, you're out the door, don't care. You're going to play. And to one snap on special teams, that's not just getting mad at the dog for pooping on the carpet. That's taking the dog over to the poop and rubbing its nose in it. I mean, I think one snap on special teams is the ultimate middle finger to a guy from a coach, is it not?
Yes, and I think it's very possible that he could be petty and vindictive enough to do it. He's done it in the past.
Now, the
not to this level, but he has done this in the past.
Two Bills is, or whatever it's called, is still sitting on the DVR at home. I have not gotten to it yet. I'm still working my way through other things far more important, like the X-Files and the latest season of The Bachelor. Was there talk of pettiness and vindictiveness in the Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells 30 for 30? Those two guys became, they were co-workers. He worked on Parcells' staff, and then they became rivals by the very nature of their jobs.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. I have it on the DVR. I'm still at the part where they're working together on the for the Giants, and Bill Belichick is the defensive has risen to the defensive coordinator position. But I
admit it, you're still plowing your way through the Bachelor season also.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what's keeping you from watching.
JoJo?
Not a character on this show.
Wasn't that...
They're not characters, they're real-life human beings. I just referred to her as a character.
I'm kidding.
Some of them are. Some of them are devoid of souls. I can tell you that from having years and years of having watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Ian Rappaport said that it was kind of, the reports from the Patriots side were it was a perfect storm of reasons as to why Malcolm Butler didn't play. He was sick during the week. He had the flu. He had apparently had a rough week of practice, and then he says that a minor rule violation took place. And Malcolm Butler came out today and vehemently denied the allegations of breaking any rules, saying that he spent the whole week with his family. So I don't know what's going on, but I definitely would not put it past Bill Belichick to see a guy who asked for more money, who didn't sign a contract because he believes he's worth more than the team is willing to pay him, and benching him for that because he's done it. He has a track record of doing that.
Ed on the Hertin and Stocker text line says, Belichick's a hard guy, but he's not going to do anything to hurt the team's chances of winning. And I cannot see him willingly putting the team in a position of weakness. And when Butler played, 98% of the team's snaps this year on defense, you can't sell me on it was a matchup thing.
Well,
so I can't, I'm not buying the, I don't subscribe to that at all.
So why was he benched then? I don't know the answer. A minor rule violation, you're going to bench a guy? So say he missed curfew one night.
It was 97% of the snaps. Thank you.
Say that he missed curfew one night, and that is true, even though Butler is denying that, like I just said. You're going to bench him for all but one play because he missed curfew one night? That seems a little bit extreme as well.
So Butler posted this on Instagram, and again, the reminder that we're in 2018. This is the climate. Tom Brady commented on the post. So now we've got the story's been furthered by Tom Brady commenting on the Instagram post, and this is the quote. Love you, Malcolm. You are an incredible player and teammate and friend. Period. Always. 6 exclamation points. I don't know if anything I've ever done in my life. I don't know if anything I've ever done in my life has merited 6 exclamation points. I just became a father. That's probably like 4 exclamation points to me. For Tom Brady, though, love you, Malcolm. You are an incredible player and teammate and friend always. That's in the high school yearbook signing category, right? Doesn't that sound like something you'd write senior year of high? Love you, Malcolm. You're an incredible player and teammate and friend.
And you have to write out six
always,
exclamation marks?
Always. Your pal, Tom. See you at the reunion. Your pal, Tom. It reminds me of the 20-year high school reunion. It's right around the corner this summer. So that's the genesis. The diet needs to continue. The maintenance level for the diet needs to continue for several months. And today, popped a couple pieces of caramel corn in my mouth. I'm gonna admit to it. I cheated a little bit. Not proud of it. They were moist, too. 319-366-1600. See,
how many people just got extremely uncomfortable from that three-second snippet of our show today?
You don't want caramel corn to be moist, and you don't want your Doritos to be less crunchy. And that's why Doritos abandoned the idea of a second line of Doritos geared toward female
snackers. A new diet, the Dorito Cleanse.
Would you do, and is it news? Well, it would be if we created it. We would then be the news outlet. And somebody somewhere in Tennessee would be saying, is this news? Are the news outlets, KGYM Radio. We did have some news for you earlier today. Baseball bus trip, Wrigley Field, May 12th, Cubs, White Sox. Details forthcoming on our website, KGYMradio.com. We hope to see many of you, whether you're a Cubs fan. Somebody asked on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, White Sox fans. Well, of course White Sox fans are welcome. Red Sox fans, Yankees fans, baseball fans. It's open to everybody. We're going to Wrigley Field. That's basically out of convenience because it's close. And yeah, it's a Cubs game, and yeah, I'm going, and yeah, it's probably going to be an obnoxious Cubs love fest. But if Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette wanted to go, wanted to buy a ticket, I wouldn't stop him. He could wear his finest Kirby Puckett throwback jersey, and if he didn't have one, I would loan him my Kent Herbeck, 1987 Kent Herbeck batting practice top that for some reason is in my... I don't want to say I have a jersey collection. I have probably an unhealthy number of them for an unhealthy 37-year-old human being.
That sounds like a collection to me.
It does sound dangerously like a collection. 319-366-1600. And yes, we have people on the text line who are cringing at the use of that word. It's a callback to hour number two. If you missed it, podcast is available, kgymradio.com. So what's next for Malcolm Butler?
He's going to sign with another team and he's going to get paid. And we're going to... I hesitate to say we're going to forget about this because when things like this happen and a team loses, of course, they're going to get magnified. But if Bill Belichick retires, then yes, we're going to forget about this. If Tom Brady decides to hang it up, we're going to forget about this. I don't think that either of those things are going to happen. But Malcolm Butler is going to be a high-paid free agent in the offseason, and he will no longer be with the New England Patriots.
And a good reminder in all of this is that Butler playing did not affect the outcome of the game, in my opinion, one iota. Butler playing does not put the Patriots in any better position on the final play of the game. Prove me wrong. 319-366-1600. Now, Philadelphia certainly went on the attack, and they spotted a weakness in the Patriots' secondary, but one guy was not going to lose that Super Bowl for the Patriots unless that guy's name was Tom Brady. And he did everything. He could over 500 yards. Which reminds me, I woke up to news this morning.
More news? Is it news?
Not really news.
Okay.
But I checked, you know, notifications on your phone, and it shows you who follows you on Twitter, your new followers anyway. At Todd Brommelkamp picked up a follower yesterday. One of the Gronkowski brothers. And he was not tweeted at directly. And it wasn't Gordy, who's been on the show before. It was Chris, who, if I had to guess off the top of my head, was he the one with the Cowboys? The fullback? There are four football-playing Gronkowskis, and the fifth, Gordy, played baseball. Is the youngest one still at K-State, or did he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So there's Chris Gronkowski, and he played for the
Cowboys, right?
Dallas Cowboys, okay. The Denver Broncos, and the Indianapolis Colts.
Speaking of Gronkowski's, the reports are today that Rob Gronkowski's home was burglarized during the Super Bowl. Which, yeah, they always say when you go on vacation, you're not supposed to tell your neighbors that you're away. It's kind of hard to do that when you are Gronk and everybody knows. Yeah, he's going to be in Minneapolis for a couple days. Took some guns, apparently, and some other... Yeah, see, there's a Patriots and a Patriots tight end. I'm not going there. But by saying I'm not going there, in essence, I sort of do go there. But that sucks, right? At the same time, what kind of security system is Gronk rolling with?
You couldn't have like a house sitter there?
What would
for it? For somebody to watch your house for the next few days, just to have some activity.
What type of human being do you think Rob Gronkowski would employ as a house sitter? What qualifications would you need on your resume to be considered to be Gronk's housekeeper? I'm going to go ahead and guess he's got an exotic animal or two. Maybe a snake, an iguana. Have you ever cared for an iguana?
I have not.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Check that box.
Oh, that wasn't a question.
That was a question for the hypothetical housekeeper. Gronk housekeeper. What would it take for you to be hired as a house sitter for Rob Gronkowski?
I think he'd just be somebody who would just let some random person guard his house.
Maybe that's how he got robbed. Maybe he was like, hey, man, help yourself to all the Red Bull you want. I'm going to be gone for a couple days. I hope he doesn't retire. Football is more entertaining when there's a half man, half cyborg on the field, even when he's wearing a Patriots uniform.
I tend to agree, but those injuries are...
He's
racking them up.
He had a
point.
Surgery at Arizona before he even graduated. He missed the 2009 season when Iowa played Arizona. He was out almost the whole year because of, I think it was a back surgery. So he's been dealing with it even before he turned pro. And again, you know, there were people talking James Daniels going to the draft early and everything. You've only got so many years on your body when you're a football player. You got to go while the window's open. Maybe Gronk left a window open. That could also have led to his house being robbed. He strikes me as the type of, what did I forget? You know, you left the window open.
But he's had, kind of returning to all seriousness, you said he had a back surgery in college. He's had a couple already in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's had serious, serious injuries. And one after another.
Now the concussions.
And now a concussion.
Which, you know, people, I don't make light of it, but there are people out there that were like, what does Gronk have to do to get a concussion?
Play football.
I think at this point, he's got millions. He's got the endorsements. Just retire and go be... How old is he? 30? Retire and be Gronk. Do the card show circuits where you charge people for autographs and photos. He could show up at Comic-Con.
He's 28 years old.
He's 28. You could retire at 28. And provided that the stock market corrects again, you could be okay. If you were Rob Gronkowski, would you retire at 28?
Yes.
319-366-1600.
Also not a question intended for me.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
How old are you right now? 26?
26.
So
been through. If I was 28 years old and gone through several back surgeries.
And you're a multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire. I'm going to get paid.
You got women throwing themselves at you. You got 40-year-old men wearing your jersey, throwing themselves at you, wanting to house sit for you.
And then steal all your Red Bull and
guns. Got millions in the bank. You got four brothers that you want to bro out with for the rest of your life.
Do you think he'll get a spot as a TV analyst?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I think absolutely.
Absolutely. I think he'd be more entertaining than Romo. Notice I'm not saying better than Tony Romo. But I would watch a game just to find out what's going on in the mind of Gronk. And you know, the monitors they've got up there, they're not always on what's going on the game. Which shot is that? He'd be looking at the cheerleaders and the women in the stands and couple guys with the beer helmets on. I wanted Gronk channel. They do this for the national championship, right? They do the home, each team has its feed, and then they've got the film room with the coaches. Give me ESPN 7, because we know the Ocho is taken. Give me ESPN 7, Rob Gronkowski watching a random sporting event and offering a live stream of consciousness commentary.
See, I'm with you on
this. I will subscribe to that.
I thought I had, when I first got to KGYM as the producer, I thought I had a million-dollar idea. And nobody liked it at the time. And this is, this would have been 3 years ago. I kind of scoff at The Bachelor. I kind of scoff at the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wait a minute. You have my interest at Million Dollar Idea. I'm always looking for a get-rich-quick scheme.
What about a TV show, Keeping Up with the Gronkowskis?
I thought they tried the reality TV deal.
With those guys?
Yeah. Didn't Gronk have a reality TV and it went belly up?
Not to my knowledge, but maybe I'm misinformed.
You're probably not the first person that's ever had that idea. He's been on a reality TV show.
But he's never had his own reality TV show.
This was back in 2012. This may have even been before you were here. So you're trying to take credit for an idea before you were even here.
Yeah, but it's not just Rob. It's the entire Gronkowski group.
They can build their
clout.
I think they're from the Buffalo area, if I remember right. Upstate New York. And
correct.
Dad, Gordy Gronkowski Sr., owns a sporting goods store. There you go. Just retire and sell jock straps for the rest of your life. You're Gronk.
If you can have a reality reality show called Jersey Shore with those people, you can have a reality show with Rob Gronkowski in upstate New York. And people would watch it.
Yeah, it's today's episode. Rob Gronkowski does the taco cleanse. Kyle's going to come in and give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We've still got to hear from Jess Settles tonight. Iowa taking on Michigan State at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off set for a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight. The final regular season 8 o'clock tip-off at home for the Hawkeyes. I know fans aren't necessarily a big proponent of the 8 o'clock tip-offs. They are done for TV purposes. Dan Dockich on the call tonight. I know fans love Dan Dockich. Actually, they did when he was critical of the Hawkeyes a couple weeks ago. We'll see whether they enjoy him being critical of Iowa tonight when the opponent is favored by 10 points. 6:28, as we said, stepping aside, quick timeout. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
The most special gifts for her this Valentine's Day will be found at Siegel's Jewelry. Gifts like heart-shaped sterling and gold jewelry, 50% off. 24-karat gold overlay roses in most colors, normally $79, now just $39. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, it's Siegel's Jewelry. One half block south of the Town & Country Shopping Center, or go online at diamonds4ever.com.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We're shooting for 6:39:34. Can we get there tonight? A question that only three men need to know the answer to. Welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Jess Settles going to join us to give his take on whether or not Iowa can beat Michigan State at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. It's part of our poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. What's the best bet at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight? Michigan State a 10-point favorite. You can roll with the Hawkeyes taking the points. We even gave you the over-under. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Kyle's in the studio now. Let's send it over to him. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa women's hoop star Megan Gustafson continues to garner national recognition for her dominant season. Today, she was named to the Wooden Award Late Season Top 20 list. She's the only player in the nation averaging over 24 points and 12 rebounds per game, and she's second with 22 double-doubles. Iowa football got a commitment last night from Jaden McDonald, a 6'2", 220-pound, three-star linebacker from Georgia. He chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Ole Miss, Kansas State, and Purdue, among others. Kirk Ferentz's neighbors wanted him and his wife to join a homeowners association, pay for road repairs, and manicure their landscaping, and were resorting to litigation to do so, but a settlement was reached today, hours before trial began, the details of which were not made public. Former Northern Iowa receiver Darius Fountain made an impression on some scouts in his time at this year's Shrine Game, but when the NFL Combine participants were released today, he wasn't included. He'll surely attract a lot of attention to UNI's Pro Day later this offseason. The struggling Iowa basketball team will have its hands full tonight, hosting fourth-ranked Michigan State at 8 o'clock. Iowa allows the most points in the Big Ten, while Michigan State is beating opponents by an average of 19 points per night. They also shoot the highest percentage in the league and hold opponents to the lowest. Jordan Bohannon was last said to be a game-time decision. We've got a pair of boys' high school basketball games after the show tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson traveling to Prairie. We'll also have Iowa City High hosting Cedar Rapids Washington on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Alex departing for his game tonight, pressed into duty, and it's going to leave me and Kyle here for the next couple minutes. Jess settles. You'll hear from him as we take you out of here for tip-off tonight. Again, Iowa and Michigan State coming up in about an hour and a half at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Cajun Troy weighing in on the Hurtine and Stocker text line says that the restaurant parking lots on the Coralville Strip are filling up, so Hawkeye fans are showing up for the game tonight. Michigan State off to its best start, matching its best start under Tom Izzo since the 2000-2001 season. Mateen Cleaves, Maurice Peterson, trying to think of some of the other guys that were on. That was a Final Four team, same team that ran into Iowa State in the Elite Eight, if I recall correctly. Larry Eustace was the head coach at that time, and Larry Eustace on leave at Colorado State, a story that we touched on when it first broke a couple weeks ago. Larry Eustace, who apparently just doesn't care at this point. If you've read the memo that's out there, comments from the athletic director about all of the behavior that Larry Eustace was warned about, and he made a report. One of the bits in the story, he reportedly made a hand gesture upon leaving a meeting with the athletic director. Sort of a hand gesture that you make when you don't really care about something and could or could not be viewed as obscene. And that was coming out of the meeting with the athletic director. And he acknowledged making the gesture. I don't think Larry is probably long for the coaching world, but Iowa State fans, I apologize for tearing off that particular scab. I know it's still a sore spot, and perhaps even the genesis of the officials are out to get Iowa State argument. I'm not sure. They were not out to get Iowa State at Baylor over the weekend. The Bears were just a better team. Iowa State will be back in action, taking on Texas Tech tomorrow. UNI in action as well. That leaves Iowa as the only show in town tonight. And Kyle, as Alex has stepped out of the studio for just a few minutes here, what do you think Iowa has to do in order to make this a game tonight? Taking into account that Jordan Bohannon, whether or not he plays tonight, he isn't going to be at 100%. That much we can be sure of. Tyler Cook, big game. Luka Garza, big game. Is it as simple as capitalizing on the turnovers that Michigan State inevitably will make tonight?
Well, I mean, there's a few things that they have to do to even keep it close, and capitalizing on turnovers is definitely going to be near the top of that list. But I think back to something that Mac McCausland told us yesterday. If they even want to hang with this team, there are some big professional bodies on that team. They're going to have to look tougher than they have for most of the year. And I mean, toughness is hard to measure, but that's going to be at the number one thing that they have to do is they're going to have to be willing to bang with some pretty big, athletic, strong guys. And, you know, I'll be interested to see if they can handle that.
Miles Bridges coming back this year and foregoing the NBA draft was huge for Izzo, and you put him in with the rest of that roster. And I know there are people out there that were expecting at some point in time a hiccup to occur with Michigan State, and, oh, there's all these distractions, and how are these guys going to respond? Eventually they're going to stub their toe. The Larry Nassar fallout is ugly, and it rolled up Izzo and Mark D'Antonio last week, and the Spartans have been none the worse for wear. We haven't seen them distracted at all. So if you think they're going to come into town with their mind on anything other than beating the Hawkeyes tonight, not happening. Now, I know there were some people out there that were hoping for travel issues with Michigan State. I never heard any. I think they got in just fine, so nothing interrupted as far as their pregame travel routines and rituals would go. They're a 10-point favorite tonight, and I keep going back to it looks too good to be true. Now, some people said that about the Purdue game a couple weeks ago, and Purdue cleaned Iowa's clock. Now, there was a tiny window in that game, Kyle, you may recall, where Iowa sort of put up a fight, and then Purdue very quickly dispatched of them. Do you foresee that happening tonight? Do you see maybe for a 5 or 10 minute stretch, Iowa looking like they hang with Michigan State?
To be honest with you, I heard Alex being pretty optimistic, and frankly, no, I don't really see it. I don't think Iowa has the depth, and I only think they've got, you know, one or two guys who even have the physicality to handle it. They definitely don't have enough.
Big Ten play tonight. I think Northwestern and Michigan are going at it at the Allstate Arena, right, in Hoffman Estates. Is that where Northwestern's playing its games this year while Welsh Ryan is undergoing its renovation? Michigan is on top of Northwestern 25-20 with about 3 minutes to go. Nebraska will be at Minnesota tonight. The Gophers are a 4-point home favorite there. And looks like a little bit of line movement here. Iowa now a 10.5-point underdog. And that is with the assumption that Jordan Bohannon will be playing tonight. Bohannon coming into the game averaging 13.6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Miles Bridges, as we mentioned, one of the big dogs for Michigan State. 17.4 points, 7.4 rebounds, 2.9 assists. The Spartans at 22-3 off to their best start through the first 25 games of the Tom Izzo era, matching, I should say, the 2000-2001 year, which is the year that the Spartans won the reached the Final Four. Didn't win the tournament that year. Coming up on the program tomorrow, 6 o'clock showdown. Let's see. We'll recap, of course, Iowa and Michigan State. Iowa State and you and I will be in action. And tomorrow is also National Signing Day for college football, although now it's the late signing day. The Hawkeyes expected to ink 4 more players in that recruiting class. You'll hear a little bit from Kirk Ferentz tomorrow. Looking forward to that. What you're going to hear from next, who you're going to hear from next, the one and only Jess Settles, former Hawkeye great, set to join us, now does an outstanding job of covering not only Iowa, but the other 13 teams in the Big Ten for the BTN. Does Jess think the Hawkeyes have a puncher's chance against the Spartans tonight? Stick around. Jess Settles on the way after this.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back here on the Todd Brolkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Iowa City, the site of a Big Ten basketball game tonight. Michigan State coming to town to take on the Hawkeyes. And as always, a pleasure to be joined by Jess Settles, the former Hawkeye great, current member of the BTN staff. And Jess, what do the Hawkeyes need to do in order to make this a game tonight, in your opinion?
You know, look, on paper, guys, this is a tall task for the Iowa basketball team, obviously. Michigan State has two lottery picks, three or four guys who will be paid to play basketball when they graduate, whether it's overseas or at the pro level, the NBA level. You know, a top five team in the country, a team that's got their sights set not on just making it to a Final Four, but winning a national championship. And yet they have an Achilles weakness. I mean, if you had to break them down, you'd say that Michigan State turns the ball over too much. And maybe tonight is one of those nights where if Iowa can, you know, play at least a little better defensively because they've struggled so mightily in that category. But if you can get back, not send many guys to the offensive glass, send three or four back to play half-court defense and take away their fast break, they've shown a tendency to turn the ball over, you know, 15, 20, sometimes more than that, and that would give Iowa the opportunity to be in the game. I don't know what you guys have heard lately about Bohannon, but, you know, as of last night, it sounded like he was, you know, 50-50, and if he doesn't play, then obviously that's a serious problem going into the game.
You mentioned the two lottery picks that they have in Jaren Jackson and Miles Bridges. The rest of their starting five also very good. Nick Ward has been very good. Josh Langford, their wing player. And then they have a really good point guard in Cassius Winston. Who do you think will be the toughest matchup for Iowa?
That's a great question. I mean, Nick Ward is one of those guys that doesn't get the headlines. But you look at the end of many games, and he has a double-double, can foul people out, wear people out. We'll have to stay out of foul trouble tonight. I think Tyler Cook matches up athletically with that front line. But then Ward, you know, is crafty and he's physical, and he could get Tyler into foul trouble. This is a tremendous opportunity for Garza to show his mettle up against that front line. But I mean, every guy you mentioned is capable of having a monster game. Michigan State's the one team, guys, in the league where even when they play a terrible game, like they did against Rutgers a few weeks ago, they can still win. I think everybody else has to play at least average to good to win, but Michigan State can shoot 30% from the night, turn the ball over, get killed on the offensive glass like they did at Indiana and still win the game. So they're all very talented players, and you know Jackson might be the top pick in the draft here in a few months. He's that good.
Jess Settles joining us for just a few more minutes as we break down tonight's Michigan State-Iowa game. Distractions aside from Michigan State, and there are plenty, what is it about Tom Izzo that makes him such a good coach?
Gosh, it seems like, you know, in the beginning, I was there his first couple years, and he always won with toughness. He won with physicality. They preached rebounding. They always wanted to win the rebounding battle. it was a different era. It was a different era when you could mug guys, where you could grab and hold and things like that. Everything changed for him when he had when Mateen Cleave signed with Michigan State, and all of a sudden you go with toughness and good defense and rebounding to an elite point guard that can make things happen. He's won in basically every era. He's utilized the three-point line. Just a great competitor that just gives his life to the game, and is a wonderful recruiter as well. I mean, you look at a lot of his teams. I mean, he doesn't recruit like Kentucky and Duke does, but he always has a couple guys who play above the rim. And it's like I said, for Iowa right now, if Bohannon doesn't play, then this thing probably gets out of hand. But this team does turn the ball over. Izzo hasn't been able to clean that up. And so if they turn the ball over 20 times, then maybe Iowa can be there in the last 10 minutes and make a game out of it.
Jess, speaking of Iowa, we've talked about this before, but I some people are using the young team excuse, and I guess there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing, but they had a full year last year. Where do you kind of fall in this argument?
I don't really like to call them a young team. I think they're putting plenty of guys on the floor who are experienced enough to win at this level. I watched some tape of last year's team about a week ago, studying some things and just trying to compare and contrast, try to figure things out. I think the first thing that I noticed is that Peter Jock was much better than what I thought he was. I didn't give him enough credit at both ends of the court. I mean, we were all pretty hard on him for his defense. But if you watch last year's tape, I mean, he's arguably, you know, a better defender than anybody we have on the team this year, which is interesting. I thought Cordell Pimsel last year and this year has a great chemistry with Bohannon and Cook. I feel like those two play better when Pimsel's on the floor. And he's been so banged up and he's had weird injuries that he hasn't played as much this year. He hasn't had as much run. And so, I think if he plays more, then Iowa will play better. Those are a couple things that I noticed. But what do you guys think? I mean, I don't want to call them a young team. I think it's a team that just doesn't guard very well. And when you give up 10 dunks to Penn State, I don't care if you're young or old, veteran or rookies, how do you win if you can't guard anybody?
Yeah, I've said this before. You can be young but experienced. And I think that's what Iowa is. Young, but they have the experience, and that's why I think it's inexcusable some of the things that we're seeing so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have been battle-tested. Even without Peter last year, they won three or four games, played pretty well. There's just a lack of chemistry defensively, and you know, you can call it toughness, you can call it pride, whatever it is you want to call it. That's very subjective. I feel like they're playing hard. They're doing everything they can to try to win, but there's just a communication and a lack of chemistry on defense where they just give up so many layups. And I've never seen a team give up as many scoring droughts as long runs to where they're, you know, the 10 to nothing, the 15 to nothing, the 18 to nothing run, that they can't stop that bleeding. I think that's because Bohannon, you know, is a good guard, but doesn't have the ability to get to the free throw line. Macy Davis, they don't get to the free throw line off the dribble to at least get fouled to stop those scoring droughts. And so you become a team that can't guard, has to rely on jump shots, and they just have these lulls during a game where they get blown out. And you get down 20.5, 15.5, you just can't really recover from that.
How surprised were you at the outcome of the Penn State game over the weekend? I mean, that's a good team, but they ran Iowa out of the gym.
Yeah, you know, when I thought when Jordan Bohannon hit his first three, and then he hit his second three, but they called a moving screen on Garza, which was kind of a cheap call. I thought, wow, you know, Bohannon had hit five-plus three-pointers in, I think, five road games in a row. So he'd pretty much been locked in on the road. So he hits those two, and I think this is going to be a dogfight. And then all of a sudden, you know, to see that thing fall apart like it did, he obviously went to the bench. He was sick. That's what worries me about tonight if he doesn't play. But very disappointing. That was a very disappointing performance. It's a different era of basketball. I think your listeners would say, well, why didn't somebody put a hard foul on somebody? Why didn't somebody, you know, be more physical? And it's just different now because of the flagrant ones and the flagrant twos and all the instant replay. And guys just don't feel comfortable doing that. Where, you know, back in the day, Chris Kingsbury would have probably tripped somebody going in for the, you know, bucket if we were on a 10, if they were on a 10 to nothing run and dunking on guys. So it's just a different, it's a different era.
And nobody would have flinched. I mean, that's the thing when I look at, right, at basketball back in the day. Jacob Jakes comes to mind too a couple years later.
I mean, Jacob Jakes, or, you know, you did, that's what you did, but it's different now. So, you know, I don't know who needs to play. Tyler Cook, you know, Tyler Cook has to have a man-sized game tonight. He's got to have the 22 and 14 and outplay that front line. Nicholas Baer has to play better. I mean, there's a kid with a lot of minutes under his belt. Who else needs to play better? Pemsel needs to have a big one. You know, all those guys are capable of playing well, and they've done that for an extended period of time. But I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. This defense, there's just nothing you can say for it other than whether it's zone or man, it's a real struggle most nights.
Jess, one more before we let you go. I want to move on to the rest of the Big Ten for just a second. Is Chris Holtmann running away with the Coach of the Year award in the conference?
Yes, he really is. I mean, he would win it right now, maybe National Coach of the Year at this point. This is a big week in the league. Purdue has Ohio State and West Lafayette, and then Purdue has Michigan State on Saturday, I believe, in East Lansing. So Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan State have an opportunity this week to have one of the more special weeks in the last 10 years in the league. I mean, there's just so much on the line. But Ohio State is special. You have to get a little lucky sometimes when you take over a program. You know, when Dr. Tom came to Iowa and put on his 18-0, I think he went 18-0 to start his career in Iowa with many of George Raveling's recruits and Marble and BJ and Eddie, and those guys just thrived under a new leadership. It's kind of the same way at Ohio State. Diop and company were pretty much, they're great athletes, great players, and ready to go. And he steps into that, and a new voice just triggers a new level of confidence. So it's a heck of a week. Hopefully Iowa can play spoiler tonight and upset the wagon, but they'll have to play extremely well to get that done.
Jess, we appreciate you joining us tonight. We know we had a short window to get you on, and I think we hit the post. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Former Hawkeye great Jess Settles with us, now with the Big Ten Network, and always frank, always honest, and you can almost hear it there in his voice. Almost sounds exasperated talking about this team.
Frustrated. We've had him on a couple of times, and I think he gets the frustration that we get where we're talking about the exact same thing over and over and over again. And we don't want to sound like a broken record, but at the same time, when you're seeing all those things night after night, they have to get talked about, and not being able to guard anybody. That is something that has come up over once, twice, three times, and even more than that. And like you said, I agree. I think Jess sounds a little exhausted at this point, seeing that over and over.
Now, here's the deal. He said it. Michigan State, the one thing, their Achilles heel is turning the ball over. And if there's atmosphere tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, if the fans are excited to see Michigan State, they try to play that sixth man role and lift the team up. Iowa can take a couple early turnovers, maybe turn those into some baskets. Man-sized game. I like that term. Tyler Cook, everybody has to have a man-sized game tonight. But Jordan Bohannon is the big key here because
yes,
he played 24 minutes against Penn State over the weekend. He's got the flu, at least that's what's been reported. If he's still feeling the ill effects of that or he can't go tonight, then, you know, the ship is taking on water before it even leaves the dock. But that being said, you know, would it be out of the realm of possibility to get waxed on the road by Penn State and then come back and play an all-world game against Michigan State tonight? Now, remember, they lose by less than 10 or win the game, and
I need a ruling here.
Yeah. I said I was going to buy your lunch, right? Or you were off of...
I don't have to buy your lunch.
You don't
when
have
I,
to buy my lunch.
When I pay my dues for
up finally. Yes.
Going 0-4 in the pick six. But does this change at all if Jordan Bohannon can't play at all?
Oh, you're looking for an out.
Well, if Jordan Bohannon can't play at all, then
you're
there is absolutely no chance
Bohannon,
that they keep it within 10.
Bohannon plays...
If he plays
still
at
on
all,
the table.
Still on the table.
It's
but if he's out,
if
cancel
he's out,
the bet?
Well, again, there was nothing. What was the, I got an extra side.
Yes.
I could get an extra cup of cottage cheese or something. Yeah, I'll pay for that. Fine. You know what? If that's what it takes, then so be it. I'm still, disappointed about the whole Lady Doritos thing not coming to fruition. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Tip-off is a little over an hour away, Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Hopefully it'll be a good crowd tonight. Iowa State, you and I both in action tomorrow. Kyle's going to have a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you tonight, and then we'll get you out of the way on Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow on Wednesday, well, we got the 6 o'clock showdown, and that means another chance for you to take home a $50 gift certificate to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Lots more to come tonight. Well, not a whole lot more to come tonight, but plenty on the way tomorrow. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Back to put the finishing touches on another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, I've got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Iowa women's hoop star Megan Gustafson continues to garner national recognition for her dominant season, and today she was named to the Wooden Award Late Season Top 20. She's the only player in the nation averaging over 24 points and 12 rebounds per game, and she's second with 22 double-doubles. Iowa football got a commitment last night from Jaden McDonald, a 6'2", 220-pound, 3-star linebacker from Georgia. He chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Ole Miss, Kansas State, and Purdue, among others. Kirk Ferentz's neighbors wanted him and his wife to join a homeowners association, pay for road repairs, and manicure their landscaping, and were resorting to litigation to do so, but a settlement was reached today just hours before a trial was set to begin, the details of which were not made public. Former Northern Iowa receiver Darius Fountain made an impression on some scouts in his time at this year's Shrine Game, but when the NFL Combine participants were released today, he wasn't included. He's surely going to attract a lot of attention to UNI's Pro Day later this season. The struggling Iowa basketball team will have its hands full tonight, hosting 4th-ranked Michigan State at 8 o'clock. Iowa allows the most points in the Big Ten, while Michigan State is beating opponents by an average of 19 points per night. They also shoot the highest percentage in the league and hold opponents to the lowest. Jordan Bohannon's going to be a game-time decision as he deals with an illness. We've got a pair of boys' high school basketball games after the show tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson traveling to Prairie, and we'll also have Iowa City High hosting Cedar Rapids Washington on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Tomorrow's going to be National Signing Day in the world of college football. We're going to be talking with Tom Caker and Alex Halstead. You're not going to want to miss it, so go ahead and tune in.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.